So I did complete the weave stitching on this dot. You know, I used, well, the weave stitching is really integrated into the fabric. The threads that you use for the warp are actually stitched into the fabric as lines, and then as you go across, you also stitch into the fabric, even though you're going over and under. And I've been using like two or three strands for the warp, or the thing that stands vertically, and I'm using a split backstitch. I mean, there's all different versions of this. You can let the threads float and weave into them, which is the way most people do it, but and that works fine. But if you want to work on a larger scale, that starts to move around, and I'm thinking of doing these things really big now. So you really, I think having it integrated right into the fabric is a much more functional approach. So I'm using two or three strands to do the vertical, and then I actually used six full strands to weave across. When you do the split backstitch, it kind of spreads the threads out anyway. I think in this picture it's kind of reversed. The warp is being shown horizontally here. I think it's just because of the way I took the picture. And all of a sudden, I decided that it might be really interesting to really focus on this whole thing. I'm thinking now that, you know, how much you think about the warp and weft when you weave. But, you know, as a weaver, you also realize, especially for me when I was designing fabric, the fabric had a function. And because of that, the drape of the fabric had a lot to do with decisions. And when you're talking about drape, then you're talking about the relationship entanglement there. And very often you adjust the space between the threads, which is quite easy to do in the vertical because there's a mechanism on your loom that that you use to control that spacing. But when you're weaving across, that's a little bit more difficult unless you're using a power loom that can set that spacing. So anyway, the spacing itself is very, very, very important in fabric design. And I thought here, you know, it's also very, very important visually in this case. So I decided that I might use a different color or something that will show through as a third visual element here. So since I have so many of these dyed dots, I'm going to try a few things where you'll actually be able to see the space maybe as a color behind. And that would add another dimension to the whole visual form of it. And then there's a lot to do probably with even playing with that space. So that's where I am today. And I think this weave stitching thing will actually lead me back into weaving. So this is a good transition, and I think I'm going to be focusing on this for a while.